Welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa Caprio. Do you believe in magic? What if you were told that all you had to do was get a little creative and work a magic spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Here on Postcards to the Universe, we will share manifesting, tips, postcards, creativity, abundance, and prosperity. Here is your host, Melissa Caprio.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. How are you guys doing today? It's Wednesday. So happy. I love Wednesdays. I love doing my show. And as always, I have a really cool guest today. She's an entrepreneur, a best-selling author, and a podcaster, Rebecca Whitman. And she's going to join me in just a few minutes. To my regulars who listen to me each week, thank you so much for being here with me. And I hope you keep returning. And if you're just joining me for the first time, welcome. And I hope you keep coming back. Just so you know, we do always have the show on the podcast is put up. So if you don't get a chance to listen to it live, you can listen to it on Om Times Radio. They will put up it in the archive shows. And I also put it on my website, Postcards to the Universe, as a podcast. So you can always catch past shows and future shows if you can't hear them live on a replay. Just a little bit about me. I am a photographer. I'm an artist. I'm an author. I have a book. It's titled Postcards to the Universe, Harness the Universe's Power and Manifest Your Book. I did manifest your book. Manifest your dreams, right? That's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about abundance and manifesting our dreams. And in the book, there are 30 manifesting stories along with the postcards that people created where they wanted to manifest something in their life. And when their manifestation became their reality, I photographed the postcard and we shared their story. So that's what the book is about. And we talk about manifesting love and money and health and career and so much more. And I have a whole bunch of fun writing exercises and tools and games, manifesting games to play so that if you are looking to manifest more abundance in any area, you'll find it in the book. So if you're interested, go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and grab a book and let me know what you think. I would love to hear your thoughts. I'm doing live readings from my book and I'm posting it on Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, and of course, anything that I have goes up on YouTube, so you can find it there. But you can follow along, and I really hope that you do. I decided to do that. I don't know, just got the inspiration to do it, and I said I wanted to do it. And so, yeah, come on over and check it out. And I'm also asking, I ask each week, and I'm going to continue to ask because I love getting them, for you to send me a manifesting postcard. You can find out how to do it and where to send it. If you go to postcardstotheuniverse.com, I tell you exactly how to create one and the address is listed on there so you can send me one. So do that. I love getting them. And let me tell you, they work. Like I said, we're talking about abundance today, so it's going to be a great conversation. I'm also doing a workshop. I started doing it on Thursday evenings. It's online. It's called Manifesting Through Gratitude, a Visual Journey. And it's Thursday evenings, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You can find out more about the workshop if you see that on my website. There's a little section that tells you all about the workshop. And basically, it's us using gratitude to bring more of the things that we want into our lives. And the little twist with my workshop is we're going to be using our camera phones as a tool to manifesting. So the course is 5 weeks and we're going to cover so much stuff in our lives. It's so much fun. So please check it out. And I hope to see you in a class. Thank you. So I'm so excited to be doing it. It's really, really fun. Okay, so as part of the readings that I'm doing, I originally photographed, like I told you, the 30 manifesting postcards. what I decided to do and release one each week is I am re-photographing the postcards that are in the book. And I'm sharing a little bit of the person who, the contributor's story. So I'm using that as my magical message. I release a magical message each week. It's a visual with an affirmation or a postcard, and I share it on all my social media. So this week's magical message is cooking with love. And this is my friend Diana's story. Diana's going to be on a future show from Mole Mama, a memoir of cooking, of love, cooking, and loss. And it is about how she manifested her company, Mole Mama. So it's a beautiful story. Of course, there is some loss in her story, but it's beautiful. So yeah, check it out. And if you guys have any questions for me, just reach out to me. I am an open book. All right. So I want to talk to my guest today because everything I talk about each week in the beginning of my show, Rebecca and I are going to be talking about today. So Rebecca Whitman, she is called the Magnetic Abundance Mentor. I love that. She's an international best-selling author. She graduated with honors from Princeton University. She was awarded Life Coach of the Year and Empowered Woman of the Year by International Association of Top Professionals. LA Weekly Magazine featured her as one of the top seven entrepreneurs to watch in 2023. She hosts the top 1.5% globally ranked Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast, which won the Positive Change Award. Her philosophy divides life into seven pillars of abundance, which include spiritual, physical, emotional, romantic, mental, social, and financial. She helps people achieve balance within these seven areas so that they can experience more fun and freedom in life. She has been featured in New York Weekly, Miami Magazine, and LA Weekly Magazines. In addition to her appearances on ABC and CBS, she has guested on over 100 podcasts. She has given keynote speeches at Columbia University and UCLA and has shared virtual stages with renowned thought leaders, Grant Cardone, Jack Canfield, and Les Brown. You can find out more about her if you visit her website. It's RebeccaElizabethWhitman.com. Welcome, Rebecca. Thanks so much for being here with me.
Thank you so much, Melissa. I'm so excited to be on your show. It was such a delight to have you on my show a couple weeks ago, and now we get to continue the conversation.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was on Rebecca's show on her podcast, The Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, and it aired August 29th. And you guys who are listening, you can find it on any of the podcasting platforms, Apple, whatever you listen to, Spotify, Google. And yeah, you can listen to the show. And it's also, it's on YouTube too, right, Rebecca? I think we're on YouTube also.
Mm-hmm. Yep. YouTube as well as Apple, Spotify, and all the podcast platforms. Absolutely.
Yeah. It was so much fun. It was so much fun. So yeah, so now she's here. So let's talk about you and like, what got you into this kind of, this abundance mindset, like starting to do this kind of work? What made you want to do it? Were you always doing this your whole life, or is this something that you kind of fell into or came to, I should say?
Yeah, I moved to Los Angeles 22 years ago to pursue my childhood dream of being an actress. And mm-hmm. I had small parts on huge shows like Friends, CSI, and 24. And I never got that big break. So I supported myself at children's acting schools, and the children were busy during the day at school. So I would attend spiritual lectures with great teachers of the law of attraction, like Michael Beckwith, Esther Hicks, Louise Hay, Wayne Dyer. And I started applying it to my life and I got immediate results. I was making six figures working part-time at a kid's acting school. And I didn't quite apply it as well to my love life. I had a series of really painful breakups with emotionally unavailable men. And I even married one thinking he would change. 3 years later, I filed for divorce and my marriage was slowly and painfully unraveling as my dad was slowly and painfully dying in a nursing home. And in one of our last conversations, he asked me to write a book. And a few months later, my dad had made his transition and my marriage had dissolved. And I was sitting across the desk from my financial planner. And he said, Rebecca, I find it interesting that you are making more money than you've ever made the same year that you lost your marriage and your father. And I think you should write a book. So I wrote a book based on these seven key areas of life, which I now call the seven pillars of abundance. And it's called How to Make a Six-Figure Income Working Part-Time. And now I help women go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And using these principles, I'm now happily married to my soulmate. And now I just coach women. I have the podcast. And I just love this mission, teaching people they don't have to be burned out and overwhelmed to receive abundance in life.
Yeah. No, I love that. You know, it's interesting because I remember us talking a little bit about it on your podcast. See, a lot of people, they'll be abundant in certain areas, right? Like it'll be with health, or maybe it's with relationships, or maybe it's socially, but it's not financially. But with you, you were already creating this magnetism with money, right? It's just energy in your exchange with money. So you obviously had a sense of worthiness on what you contributed because money was coming to you, right? But it wasn't happening in your relationships. Do you find that a lot with people? Because I find that a lot with people. Like people say to me, oh my God, I'm doing so good in A, B, C, and D, but I just can't get it together in, you know, E, you know, whatever E is for you, you know?
Yeah.
And there's like a disconnect there. So what kind of experiences have you had with your clients with that?
Yeah, I think that's pretty normal, which is why I actually have a free quiz on my website. It's called the Alignment Quiz. You can see which areas of your life are in and out of alignment. And usually people are crushing it in anywhere from 1 to 3 areas. And then there's a couple areas that are really struggling. And the goal of my work is to bring all areas of life up to a level 10. And I don't believe in perfect balance all the time. I think of it more as a symphony. There are certain times in your week and in your day that you are more focused on different areas, and all the areas together form a beautiful harmony of your life. And it's just an awareness that you want to touch all seven of these areas either once a day or once a week.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Let's talk about the seven pillars of abundance. So what are they? And can you share a little bit about, you know, each one? Because I think these are the main areas in all of our lives where we want, you know, to have joy and abundance. It's everybody kind of wants to be happy and abundant in all these areas. So what are they for those listening?
Of course. I would love to. So they are in order of importance, in my opinion. So the first one is spirituality. Mm-hmm. I believe people get to tap into a power greater than themselves, whatever they call that, to have faith in, to guide them, to trust. And that's exactly the work that you're doing. You know, part of it is trusting that there is a benevolent force in the universe that when you send these postcards out, you know, magic happens. So how to get in touch with that is to have a morning practice. I'm a huge believer in journaling, and actually as a gift to your audience, I'm going to gift them with my abundance journal prompts that have just completely changed my life in every way. I went from just being very negative and atheist, even addicted to certain substances, to just having a beautiful spiritual relationship with a power greater than myself, who I choose to call God. So the second area is fitness. I do believe that health is wealth. And if you have your health, you have every opportunity in the world. And if you don't have your health, then your whole life is about getting healthy again. So fitness is a very important pillar of abundance. The third pillar is emotion. And I believe, just like the Course in Miracles teaches, that all emotions come from fear or love. So fear, doubt, worry, skepticism, jealousy, resentment, bitterness, that's all fear-based. And bliss, ecstasy, happiness, love, joy, contentment, appreciation, gratitude, that's all from love. So the key is, how do we go from fear to love? And one way is like your wonderful workshop on Thursday night through a gratitude practice. Another way is through the power of affirmations. The next pillar of abundance is romance. And your romance affects all the other areas, especially your finance. And I really encourage people to be in a relationship that serves their highest good. There is no such thing as a neutral partner. They're either lifting you up and supporting you, or they're bringing you down and they're draining you. The next area is mental, and that's what we're doing right now, listening to this amazing radio show. There's so many ways to grow your mind. We're in the golden era of mindset work, classes. There's so many different resources, from podcasts to YouTube to Audible to online classes, in-person classes. So everyone who's listening to this show is definitely growing their mental capacity. The next area is social. Community creates immunity, and your vibe attracts your tribe. And being in social circles with people who have the results you want is so instrumental to you getting those same results. And finally, the seventh pillar is financial. And everybody thinks financial should come first. So like, I'll make a lot of money, I'll hire a personal trainer, get in great shape, attract my soulmate, we'll go on spiritual retreats and socialize with other couples and get happy. But in my experience, financial is the last thing. It's when I'm healthy and in love and have great friends and I'm feeling spiritually connected, that is when I manifest the most financial abundance. And that's a quick overview of the seven pillars of abundance.
Oh, yeah. See, that's interesting because, I wouldn't have necessarily thought that financial would be last. I wouldn't necessarily think it would be first, but I would think it would be somewhere in the middle. It's interesting, but it makes sense that when I hear you explain it. Now, you said something about romance or romantic relationships, and you made a comment about neutral, like either relationships, they either have to lift you up, they either lift you up or they bring you down. And don't you find that in any kind of a relationship? Friendships, yes. Coworkers, like just any kind of a relationship. If you're not, there is no such thing as a neutral relationship. They're either lifting you up or bringing you down. I think that's important to mention.
I agree. There is no such thing as neutral energy. It's either lifting you up or draining you. So if somebody's just, if you're sharing your life with them and you're not feeling supported, then that is a relationship that no longer serves you. And it's okay to, you don't necessarily have to break up with people, but you can definitely distance yourself and look for communities like my community and Melissa of like-minded people that are on a spiritual path that want to elevate themselves and elevate other people as they're manifesting their goals and dreams.
Yeah. And you also said something about the romantic affects you financially, and I never heard anybody say that. So can you share a little bit more about what you mean by that? That's interesting.
Yeah, well, they're both coming from your sacral chakra. Okay. And your romance and your finance, a lot of it has to do with worthiness. Like you said, you know, if you feel that you have a high value and you're worthy, you are going to attract that loving, supportive soulmate. And if you don't feel that way, then you will accept relationships that are not serving your highest good. And the same is true with money. If you feel that you are worthwhile and you have a lot to contribute and that you're very valuable, then you won't have a problem attracting money and spending money. And if you feel that you're in a scarcity or a lack, or there's a lack of self-worth, then you won't want to attract, you want to attract it, but maybe you don't understand why you're not. And I think spending money is an important part of attracting money, because when you are in scarcity and you're like, I can't afford this, I can't afford that, and you're constantly saying no to yourself, you're actually sending a message to the universe that you don't have enough. Right. And I'm not saying to like max out your credit cards and, you know, become a shopping dopamine addict, but I'm saying that if there's something that you really, really, really want and you can get it, you can find a way to get it, because there is an energy release and spending and earning money, and you don't want to feel constricted.
Yeah. No, that's a really, really good point. And, you know, I've worked on for years my money story, you know, just, and I still catch myself every once in a while. So I'm glad you brought that up. So for those that are listening and that, let's say that there are things that they want, but realistically what's in their bank doesn't match what they would have to spend to buy it. So what should we be saying to ourselves instead of, I can't afford it? Like, is there a better affirmation that we should say, you know, to, so that we're not putting that out to the universe, that we're, you know, that we can't, we're not going to do it. And we keep saying lack, and we're living in that lack mentality and that lack energy.
Yeah. If there's something that you really want that you can't afford, I would suggest that you find a way to experience it without buying it. So let's say you want a loving, committed, monogamous relationship with your soulmate, hang out with a couple that's in love. Or if you want to have a luxury dream car, go test drive one. If you want to manifest your dream house, go on an open house tour and tour a bunch of dream houses. And that way you can kind of experience it and feel what it feels like to be in that energy without blowing your bank account. And that way, when you want it, you can be like, I know what it feels like. And I affirm that it's on its way, that it is going to be coming to me.
Yeah, that's good. It's on its way, right? It's on its way. And don't worry about how. How is it on its way? Because that's where we get in our way. When, how, I haven't seen it yet. Show me the evidence, you know, and you have to be, what we know now is you have to be in the space for it before you get the evidence. It's like opposite of what you would normally, right? what we normally want. Yeah.
And one of my favorite affirmations is, you know, I am open to an unexpected miracle, because sometimes things show up in a way that we're not expecting. We're expecting our abundance to come through a certain business plan or a certain job or through a certain person. But then all of a sudden, someone else offers us something, and sometimes we miss it because we're like, oh, no, I'm too busy. I'm focused on this. But it's like when things cross my desk, I do my best to stay open-minded and open-hearted, because I am expecting an unexpected miracle, and I am excited to see how and where it shows up.
I like that. I like that. Be open to an unexpected miracle. I really like that. That's a good one. I like that affirmation. So I know you talk about, you know, we're talking about being abundant and magnetic. So what does being magnetic mean?
So there's two types of energy. There's masculine energy, where that is competing, controlling, conquering, pushing your energy out into the world. And then there's feminine energy, which is more receptive, available, magnetic, where you're more in receiving mode. So I do believe that we have both. So when you are going for a goal or dream, I don't believe just to stay home in the lotus position and just meditate. It does involve action, but also being magnetic means being willing to receive, being open to receiving and not chasing, not convincing, knowing your value, and then being willing to receive, and being willing to receive from different avenues, and not exhausting yourself. Being magnetic means that you are keeping your energy and your vibe high and intact. You're not going out and just pushing yourself to burnout and exhaustion, because that's not magnetic. When you are in burnout and exhaustion, people do not want to be around someone who is just tired and low energy. So keeping your vibe high, doing your self-care practices, and so you can be magnetic.
Yeah, because you talk about how being, you know, self-care is not being selfish. So, because a lot of people think like, oh, I don't have time to work on myself. I don't have time, you know, because I take care of everybody. I take care of my spouse, my kids, my parents, whatever, my job, everything. So what do you mean by like being self-care and not having to worry that you're being selfish?
Yeah, so women are taught that being selfish is the worst thing you could ever be, to put True. Everyone else first, to put their husband, their kids, their boss, their mm-hmm. parents, everyone else first. And then they are absolutely exhausted and have no energy for self-care. I teach women that self-care is not selfish, that we get to give from the overflow. When we are feeling rejuvenated and full and we're rested and we've exercised and we've had fun and play in our life and we feel pampered and good, then we show up and we have so much more to give. So self-care is not selfish. It's actually a necessity to show up for other people. We get to be poured into first, and we don't have to wait for anyone to pour into us. We get to pour into ourselves. And then when we show up, you know, I don't know about you guys, but if I show up to something and I'm exhausted, mm-hmm. I'm not fun to be around. So I like to say to my clients, we don't do anything out of fear, obligation, or guilt. Mm-hmm. Show up for things that light you up. And you don't have to justify, defend, or explain your no. You can just mm-hmm. say, no, thank you, I'm not available. And that's good enough. And if people call you selfish, then they're not your people.
Yeah, I love that. One of the greatest things I learned was, I heard somebody say it, I wish I could remember who, but no, just no, is a complete sentence. Can you do that?
Yeah.
No. You know, and I was like, oh my God. And when I really got it, I really got it. So now my no is, I have no problem saying no if I can't, because I know myself well enough to know when I've pushed too far. And I'm like you. You don't want to be around me when I'm overstressed or overexhausted. I'm not as nice, right, as I usually am.
Exactly.
I know. All right, let's take our break here because I just looked at the clock, and then I have so much more I want to talk to you about. So guys, stay tuned, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with Rebecca.
Everyone has a story. I have a story. You have a story. We all have a story. As I see it, you have three choices. Allow your story to define you, use it to excuse you, or utilize it as a method to empower you. It's your life. You have the power. You choose. Rewrite your story on finduniquelyyou.com.
Hi, I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, creating the life you crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on Om Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave, at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. If you're just joining me, I have the Magnetic Abundance Mentor and international best-selling author, Rebecca Whitman, with me today. And we're talking about, you know, having the life that we want, a life filled with joy and abundance in every area. And that's what Rebecca helps women find, you know, and we need all the help we can get right now, I believe. I think we really do. And people who have learned how to do it, you know, and are doing it, you want to be around those people. You want to be in those conversations. You want to find out, like, what did you do? What do you think I should be doing? And right before the break, Rebecca, we were talking about how important self-care is and how it's not being selfish to fill our own cup. What's your self-care routine? Like, what are your non-negotiables for you?
Yes. Well, every morning I wake up and I drink lemon water first. And then I drink my liquid collagen supplement, which is the Fountain of Youth. And in my link tree, your listeners can get a promo code if they want to try it. Then I grab a caffeinated beverage, either coffee or tea. I sit down in a cozy little corner of my couch. Next to my couch, I have my abundance journal and my spiritual books and my daily planner. So I write in my abundance journal. I read a couple of my spiritual books, and then I do my plan for the day and my daily planner. Then I go to the gym and I switch it up between weightlifting classes, walking, and yoga. Then I come back, I make myself a healthy breakfast, and that is my self-care morning practice. Mm-hmm. Also, once a week, I do my best to get a massage. I like taking a couple bubble baths a week with magnesium salt. Mm-hmm. And I really like spending time with my new puppy because she's so playful. She's 5 months old, and she reminds me about what really matters in life. And I try to stretch every day for a few minutes, and just in the middle of the day, some people I know meditate in the morning. I like to break up my morning from my afternoon with a guided meditation. I really like Insight Timer app. And right before our call, I was just doing a guided meditation. So those are some of the things that I do for self-care.
No, that's great. Yeah, I have a morning practice too. Usually it's similar to yours, a little different, but like as soon as I get up, I shut my phone off for the first 2 hours in the morning, and I do a lot. I'll either, whatever I feel called to, I'll listen to something, I'll read something. I have like my whole ritual for coffee. Like my coffee is like a whole ritual.
I love it.
It is my treat with cinnamon and whipped cream. And I mean, it is a thing, like my coffee thing in the morning. And then I row a lot. Like I'll do yoga, but I have a rowing machine I purchased during COVID actually. And I fell in love with that thing. So it's like, I listen to cool stuff while I'm rowing. It's like my whole thing. So yeah. And it really sets me for the day. I do notice a difference when I can't do it for whatever reason. You know, like if my morning routine is off and I can't do it, I feel like off. So it does make a big difference. And not everybody has hours at a time. So what would you recommend for somebody who says, listen, I can't do that. I got to get my kids to school. I have so much to do. Like what could somebody do in maybe a 15 minute in the morning just to kind of start their day off, you know, in that space of self-care?
Yeah, great question. I would recommend as soon as you wake up, throw in an earbud, listen to a guided meditation. You don't have to be quietly sitting there to feel like the power of it. There's a lot of beautiful affirmations and guided meditations out there. So I would do that as you're getting ready to get your mindset. If you have time, I would definitely do a journal practice. And that's why I love my abundance journal gift, because it makes it really simple. Do some kind of a writing practice and then just read something really quick. I like the daily readers. There's a different one or two paragraph reading for each day of the year, nothing too long. Right. And then if you have time after that, you can just shut your eyes and meditate for 3 to 5 minutes. And that would be a 10 or 15 minute morning practice that would set your day. And once you get used to it, once you get in the groove, they say it takes 21 days to form a habit, 90 days to form a lifestyle. Once it becomes part of your routine and you kind of build it into your habit stacking, it's really easy. And something that I do when I travel, it's something that I do when there's major turmoil going on in my life, you know, like no matter what, or when there's major excitement, like the day that I got married for the second time and the day that my dad died, you know, it doesn't matter. Like I'm going to do that morning practice because it really grounds me and it connects me to spirit. And I also get to be present in my body and really take note of what's happening in my life and how my life is unfolding in a divine way. And I couldn't imagine my life without it. And it's just something that's really beautiful. And I too, I have fun with my caffeine. I put like different supplements in my coffee or tea, yeah. and I have the self foamer, and then I throw the cinnamon on top, and I make the coffee yeah. or tea really special. And that's part of the ritual, just getting yeah. that hot drink and then hunkering down, even if it's for 5 or 10 minutes, it really makes a difference.
Yeah. And I love, thank you for those listening as a gift for the journal. That's really nice of you. Yeah. I'm a big journaler. I go through spurts though. So what'll happen is I'll do it for like months and months and months at a time. And then months I'll go by and I'll just be reading. Like I just switch it up. It just goes with my personality. But yeah, I believe journaling is huge in getting on paper whatever stuck in your body, the artist's way. Are you familiar with the artist's
yes,
way?
I am.
Yeah. The morning mm-hmm. pages. I did that for like a year and that really cleaned out a lot of crap that was stuck, deep in my subconscious. So yeah, that's a really, really good practice to do. And it doesn't take long. You're right. It doesn't take long at all. It doesn't. So that's good. I like it. So I know you talk about success, right? You talk about success, and a lot of people feel like, well, I'm not successful. Look at what she's doing and look at what he's doing. What would your definition of success be?
Okay. In my opinion, success is the amount of joy you feel mm-hmm. because why do we want the house or the car or the soulmate or the vacation so we can feel happy? And we're putting our happiness out ahead of us. I call that over there-ism. Like I'll get happy mm-hmm. when I can just get over there. And it's like right. we're a mule chasing the carrot. We never get over there because as soon as we get over there, our ego's like, okay, well now we need this to be happy. And it's just right. never ending. So joy is a choice. It is feeling the beauty and the abundance and the happiness in the moment and just mm-hmm. deciding that, hey, I'm here, I'm alive, I'm on the planet for just a short amount of time, and I might as well enjoy myself while I'm here, right here, right now. I have everything I need and all is well. And if I have my next breath, then mm-hmm. that is enough to be joyful.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's why I wanted to do the manifesting through gratitude, because we're so busy looking at what we don't have and what we want. And I'll be grateful when, yeah, I have this and this and this, but you're not looking at what's right in front of you. So I wanted to create something that we focus on what is right in front of us that we already have so that we will bring in more of that. That's what we want to do.
Exactly. You and I are so aligned. What you focus on expands. So if you mm-hmm. focus on what you don't have, and everybody can find reasons to be unhappy every single day because that's just yeah. the nature of the human condition. So it's a mental discipline to turn your mind from the fear channel to the love channel. And the fastest way to go from fear to love is through the gratitude practice, through looking yeah. at everything that's yeah. going well. I mean, it can be as simple as having 10 fingers, 10 toes, 4 limbs. I actually mm. shared this once at a speaking event. I'm like, I'm just grateful to have, 10 fingers, 10 toes, all organs working, 4 limbs. And some guy came up to me and he said, I really appreciated what you said about being grateful for 10 fingers and 10 toes. And he mm-hmm. showed me his hand and he had a finger missing. And he said, yeah, when I was a kid, I was playing around with fireworks and it blew off my finger. So having 10 fingers and having 10 toes might seem like something we never even think about, but it is something to be grateful for because not everybody has that.
No, I know. We take it for granted. In the book, I have a whole ritual that you can do in the shower as a gratitude to your whole body as you're showering. Since you got to take a shower anyway, you might as well, instead of worrying yeah. about you got to get to the grocery store. And if you did, all the bills that you have to take care of or whatever, you can in the shower, thank your body for doing what it does for you every day. So yeah,
I love that. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it was fun. It's fun. And I do it when I take a shower and you can just do like a small version of it while you're brushing your teeth every day. I mean, those are the things we do every single day. And it helps us get into that mindset because, which I want to talk about, and you talk about a lot in your work, is we all have limiting beliefs right? We all have them.
Yep.
We usually inherit them from, you know, the family we grew up in, the environment or that we're around, you know, society. So how do we get through these limiting beliefs? And one of them that I see quite a lot, and now when you become aware of them, you really see them. I have some friends who are at that age group of middle age where they're divorced and single again. And there is a belief that there's nobody out there. And when I talked to some of my friends, I said, stop saying that. Stop saying, you keep saying that. What do you think's going to happen? And I notice it's kind of like a joke, like, oh, dating after 40, ho, 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 what's out there? And I'm like, well, if you keep perpetuating that belief, what's going to happen, right? So how do we overcome our limiting beliefs? And I know you talk about manifesting in midlife, so you can hit both of those in the same definition.
Yeah. It's funny because I'm in midlife too, and I have many friends who are like, oh, the dating apps are a waste of time.
Yeah.
I've aged out. I'm so over being single. All the good ones are already taken.
Yes.
And then I have friends in midlife, many friends, I would say like almost 10 that actually manifested their soulmate on the dating apps. I think I'm one of the only people that manifested their soulmate the old fashioned way in person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about your law of attraction, what you really are telling yourself going into it. If you're saying, you know what, internet dating is fun. I'm going to meet some amazing people. I know my soulmate is out there. I trust divine timing. That is a whole different approach than, oh my God, this is such a waste of time. These guys are all a bunch of losers.
Right.
And if you have that negative attitude, that limiting belief, it's almost impossible for the universe to deliver your soulmate through dating apps. So I have a course. It's called 7 Steps to Manifest Your Soulmate in Midlife. And it is exactly what I did to go from that person, because I was jaded and cynical and divorced, and I was on 5 dating apps. I hired a matchmaker. I was going on a million dates, it felt like, and I didn't like anyone or the people that liked me. The people who liked me, I didn't like. The people I liked didn't like me, you know, that whole thing.
Yeah.
And I finally just figured something out. I had taken a lot of dating classes, hired dating coaches, hired relationships experts, and then all of a sudden it just clicked. And I had to take a total dating detox. So I was 6 weeks into my dating detox. I was like, I'm not going to think about men, talk about men, even have a conversation with one more than 2 minutes. And the weekend before my book came out, I was at a party thrown by the owner of my gym. And I invited everyone at the party to my book launch the following week. And the only person who showed up was Ben. And he bought a book and he said, I'd like you to sign it over dinner. And we closed down that restaurant. We had such connected conversation, and we've been together ever since. And we got married on the beach in Malibu. We had a shaman officiated. It was just so beautiful. So I teach exactly what I did, step by step by step. It's not a lot of steps. It's 7 steps. And I have helped many women in midlife find their soulmate, and they are so grateful.
Oh, yeah, I don't believe that. I always tell everybody, I'm like, well, stop believing that, because I don't believe that that's true. There's 8 billion people on the planet. You know, don't tell me there's not one out there for you. And I've heard, and I have friends, and I have one who met his wife, and she lived on the other side of the world, and there was a crazy connection, and they're married now. It's just like, you just don't know. You have to be open. You have to be open. But limiting beliefs apply in all areas of our life. And a limiting belief basically is we don't feel that whatever it is we want is there for us for whatever reason, right? Whether it's money, the job, the house, the relationship, the car, we feel like we can't have it. So what would you offer anybody who's listening? Like, what can we start telling ourselves if we think whatever it is we want, we can't get it. We don't deserve it, or we can't have it. Like, what are little tricks that we can do to get our minds to start shifting that?
I would say to go through all 7 areas of abundance, 7 pillars, write down your limiting belief, because even if you are crushing it, there's still a limiting belief.
Sure.
And for example, like myself, I'm working out all the time. I'm in great shape, but I have a limiting belief around, oh, well, you know, I'll never like, you know, totally feel comfortable with my stomach or whatever. There's always something.
Yeah.
So write down the limiting belief. Ask yourself, what do I really want to achieve in this area? What actions are necessary to achieve it? And then turn the limiting belief into an affirmation. So for example, if the limiting belief in romance is all the good ones are already taken, change that into there are more than enough men that are sexy, loving, and available. Switch it. So flip it into an affirmation. And every time you think of the old story, the old limiting belief, say your affirmation. So that would be something that everyone could do to start looking at these areas and shifting their limiting beliefs to positive affirmations.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's really good, because we don't even, and what's really interesting, and I know you know this because you've done the work on yourself, you get amazed at how much negative self-talk you have until you start working on it and you start working on yourself and you catch yourself and you're like, oh my God, here I am saying that again, right? And it becomes much easier to shift it once you first become aware of what they are, right? Don't you find that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you have to be aware of it and know what it is. There are the three A's of change: awareness, acceptance, and action. So, you know, be aware of what your limiting beliefs are, which is why I gave you guys the assignment to go through all seven areas and write down your limiting belief. Accept it. Okay, that's where I'm at now. My limiting belief is, you know, all the good ones are already taken. And then take an action to change that belief, which would be to say an affirmation, to write a gratitude list, to do a postcard to the universe or a vision board, or take a How to Manifest Your Soulmate class with me or a gratitude class with you, and start to take action to create the life that you want.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And then what you'll find is you start wanting more of that because you start to feel better. Even if you don't see anything in your environment yet, right? Even if you don't see it in a physical form yet, you start to feel better. So you know you're raising your frequency, you're raising your energy. So those things, just a matter of time of when it comes and having faith and trust that the universe is going to deliver what you ordered, right? You just got to get out of the way. You got to get out of the way and allow it, like you were talking about earlier. Being magnetic is receiving, allowing it to come to you. So I want to talk a little bit about your podcast. I love your podcast. Can you share with us the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show? Like, what sparked you wanting to do the podcast, and what do you like to talk about on the podcast for those who want to check it out?
Well, I wasn't planning to have a podcast. I was at a business seminar. I'm a huge believer in investing time and money in my own personal growth. And I was at a business seminar, and at lunch, she said, I'm going to give you guys a challenge to ask five people who intimidate you to be on your podcast. And I was, okay, I'll do the challenge. So I asked five people who I looked up to be on my podcast. One said yes. And I was like, oh boy, I better have a podcast. I just used Zoom. It wasn't anything fancy. And I interviewed her, and I found someone to be my producer online, you know, through one of those apps like Fiverr or TaskRabbit. Not TaskRabbit. I forget the other one, but one of those. So I had a podcast, and on the podcast, I interview experts that can speak into one of these seven pillars of abundance, and they give you tips, tools, and strategies on how to get that pillar of abundance to a level 10. And I was so delighted that we won a positive change award last year. And just a couple weeks ago, I found out that we were top 1.5% globally in self-help. So it is really catching on. Yeah. It is a labor of love. I don't have sponsors yet, but I just, mm-hmm. it makes me so happy to interview people that are thought leaders and disruptors and just teaching people how to get results. And I like people that are outside of the mainstream, kind of like you do. Like, I like mm-hmm. hearing people that are on the cutting edge and hearing how they help people get results in one of these seven areas. So that is what the podcast is about. It's a lot of fun. And yeah definitely check it out. Check out Melissa's episode because she crushed it. And it's a great, great way to help people.
Yeah. And it's funny that you said that because when I started out, I'm a visual artist. That's my background. Everything is visual, right? So I never had any intention of having a radio show or or making it a podcast. And a friend was doing it. And I thought and said, you know, you'd be good at that, our conversations or whatever. And I said, yeah, you know what? I'd like to try it. That sounds like fun. And when I started it, I fell in love with it because I, like you, I am interested in the work other people are doing that inspires me, right? I'm inspired, I want to share it. So that's really all I do. Like, I have no agenda other than I look for people that inspire me with the work that they're doing. And from there, I want to have a conversation about it. And then I just want to share it with everybody else. And yeah, and here I am years later now, and I love it. It's so much fun. I love doing it because I meet the most interesting people. So I have these wonderful hour-long conversations every week with the most interesting people from all over. So yeah, it's great. I enjoy it, and I know you do too. So it's very similar, the work that we're doing. We just kind of come about it in different ways, which is really cool, right? So it resonates with somebody. Somebody's listening. It will resonate what we're doing with them.
Absolutely. And I have learned so much from my guests because I ask questions that I genuinely want to know for my own personal growth and unfoldment. And so, yeah, I've done quite a lot of episodes now, 107. I've had 170 hours of conversations that have elevated me and in turn elevated other people. And yeah, I want to keep going with it. It's so much fun.
Yeah, I agree. So is there anything, because we only have like a few minutes left, so I want to give you the opportunity. Is there anything that I didn't get a chance to ask you or that you think is really important that you want to leave everybody with today?
Yeah, I mean, this has been a really thorough interview. I would say the thing that I would want to leave people with is this is what works for me. I get so far into the future that I get anxiety. So what's really helped me is just doing the next right thing. Like if I want to achieve something or create a project or do something, I get overwhelmed. So I just do the next indicated action and then the next indicated action and the next indicated action. And just, I do my best to stay out of the past because when I'm in the past, I'm usually in regret or being a perfectionist. I could have, would have, should have done it better or differently. Mm-hmm. And I do my best to stay out of the future because that creates anxiety. And true happiness is in the present moment and being in my five senses. What am I seeing? What am I smelling? What am I hearing? What am I tasting? What am I touching? That brings me into the present. And if I can't be in the present, the next best thing is what is my next step? And I will leave your listeners with that. I am excited for them to get their hands on the Abundance Journal prompts. And there are many cool things in my link tree. There's the 777 challenge, 7 pillars of abundance in 7 days for $7, where I give you little assignments to do in each of the seven areas to level up. And of course, my 7 steps to manifest your soulmate course is opening up for enrollment in a week. So make sure you reach out to me to get on the wait list for that. And the best way to find me is on Instagram at Rebecca E. Whitman. My website is Rebecca Elizabeth with a Z Whitman.com. And yeah, check out the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. And I cannot wait to stay in touch with all of you guys. And Melissa, you rock. I'm so glad you started a podcast because you're a great conversationalist.
Thank you. And back at you, Rebecca. It was great being on your show. I really appreciate it. Yeah, guys, check her out. Her show is fantastic. And check it out when I was on, especially. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. And I'm wishing everyone a wonderful week filled with joy, abundance, and love. Peace.
Bye.